So we're at Bethlehem Chapel in Broad Street, Blenheim, talking to Jill.
Yeah, Reverend Jill.
Reverend Jill Stevens,
yeah.
About the chapel itself and the work that's going on and the future and ideas and dreams, perhaps.
Okay. All right. Well, you know it closed in 2009.
Yes.
Anyway.
Yeah.
And then we weren't quite sure of the future because it belongs really, the trustees of the Congregational Federation.
Yes.
So they ultimately have the decision, but then if a church applies, then they'll back them and whatever. So we've always had support from our Nottingham office.
Yes.
And so to start with, it was only me for quite a long time. Because I came to the closing service and I saw the potential of what could happen here and what a wonderful position it was. Mm. And my husband, who died in 2008, he was the church support worker for Wales, so had come here and tried to help them, but they weren't ready to change or do anything, so he tried hard, but there was no future at that point. But because it closed, that meant then there was potential to do whatever you wanted and to turn it into whatever you wanted. We've always said that we should have the church at the heart, but then it's more for the community as well.
Yes.
And that's what's always been at the back of what we've done. And so we began eventually to raise money, grants and everything to do the schoolroom first, because we knew that was doable.
Yes, achievable.
Achievable when yes, you saw yes. the ceilings down and
yeah.
all the rest of it.
Oh, goodness.
I often came over and sat and just looked at it and wondered. Anyway, we did manage to get all the grants and people supported us, and gradually a few people joined and said, yeah, we want to be part of it. We either want to be part of the church or we want to be part of the community bit,
yes.
which
yes.
I think that's really exciting. So, and our what mission statement is, all are welcome. So it's quite simple. All are welcome. So we've gone from that, and so then we started the pottery with Kevin the potter.
Yes, good.
And that was really good for everybody, and gradually different people came in. Sometimes I just wanted to sit and be quiet. But it was a welcoming space, and that, I think that was. And we've had people come and they go, and some pot and some do wonderful things and some don't, like me. But I just turn up. And then we got the grant for Anthony for 3 years, and that's made a difference, but that's coming to an end now, end of March. And we just looking to see what next. But then I think the next big thing was probably the lunch club. We put a lot of effort into that, and that's done amazingly well. And lovely that people come and they meet people and sit and eat.
That's on a Thursday.
That's on a Thursday.
Yes, yes.
And
that is very popular, I understand.
That's very popular. We can't take many more, really. On high days and holidays, like Christmas, there were, I think we did 40 meals, which... Some to take out as well.
Yes.
People
yes.
who can't get here. So that's yes. quite
And very reasonable price too.
Well, yes. £4.50 for main, really hot, nice meal and a dessert and coffee and
yes.
whatever.
So anybody can come?
Anybody can come. All of
all ages.
All ages.
Yes.
But obviously, not obviously, but the older age. People on their own. And it's interesting that we're getting more men coming on their own, which I think is
yes.
lovely, that they feel they can.
There often is, I feel, in Blenheim, a problem of isolation, particularly with men, particularly if they're on their own, who very often don't quite know how to cope like perhaps women do. But yes,
they've got different needs, haven't
different
they?
Different needs,
I think.
Yes.
I think that's,
yes.
That's been obvious. And so out of that, we are hoping to do a men's shed if we ever get round to... We need somebody, really. We need more people. We need somebody who's got that you know, go to get it up and running.
Yes, yes.
We can provide all the space and the coffee, but we can't do everything. And the same with for women who are on their own, who, you know, sometimes they can't do anything. They can't pay the bills. They don't know. They can't drive. And suddenly, you know, their support is gone, and so they. So I think there's a need for both.
Yes, yes, so absolutely.
That's in the. Yes. That's there. That's one of the future plans. But obviously, the next big thing is the big space, the chapel. And having taken all this time to get the pews out because of the listed problems, we've got there. So we're really, I mean, it's made a huge difference suddenly. And then people coming in to help and clear up the other Saturday. People, just anybody, just dropping in. That was really nice.
Well, it's a wonderful space.
It is a wonderful space. Yeah.
So
yeah.
You are still using the chapel as for church services, I presume, in here.
We
are
use it in the... here, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, we only have two services a month at the moment, which we have a cafe church, which is so laid back, you know, you're... people come in for breakfast basically, and then there's just a little message or a little chat or discussion. That's really low key. That's always the first Sunday in the month, and then the third Sunday in the month we have a slightly more traditional, but, you know, you wouldn't recognize it really as an ordinary church.
Well, to many people, the idea of coming into a church can be quite daunting, perhaps. Yes. If they haven't got a religious background or they have lost faith or whatever. But our feelings here, I think, are that it is so welcoming. It's right in the centre of Llanafan. Mm. It's an ideal position. And I personally feel it's absolutely wonderful what you're doing here. And the ideas will grow. All these things take time.
I think, yes, and I think what we've done as we've gone along, we've sort of had little, oh, that would be a good idea, and that's come out of nowhere really. And then it's just, and of course the food share thing.
Yes.
We're, you know, also on a Thursday, people coming in for food.
Yes, and that's open to all.
That's open to anybody. You don't have to have a referral like the food bank or anything. You just can come.
Yes. And you can be assured of a welcome.
Oh, yes, yes. And no questions asked.
And you can provide tea,
yes,
and coffee.
We can always provide tea and coffee, and we don't ask questions if nobody wants to, you know, because people are embarrassed, but we try to accommodate. Excellent. That side, sort of talk to them.
Yeah. So the future is much of the same, really. It's going to be perhaps a struggle in some ways. There might be funding from various sources.
You come through the door just to have a cup of coffee. And, it would be lovely if we could be open more, but at the moment we can't be. So. But we're going to appoint somebody else, not to replace Anthony. It won't be exactly the same job, but we hope that, having advertised, we only had one person apply, which...
That is a community...
It's a community
post.
Development type thing, but it puts in the Christian bit at some... That,
yes, yes.
You know, they've got to be... But if they were of the... Understand the ethos and everything, we probably wouldn't be a problem, but
yes,
I don't know,
yes,
whether we put it in the right place.
Is there funding available for that post?
We're going to find that, yes. That's what we've done all along. We've always had about... £2,000 in the bank, and it's come and it's gone, and because, you know, insurance and all those sort of things are expensive.
Yes,
monthly.
Yes.
But we've always,
and the heating here,
and
yes,
the heating,
yes.
Yeah, but we've had a lot of help and people have pitched in, and we've got where we've got.
Yes, well, I hope more people will know about this. Well, the people know about Bethlehem. It's right in the centre of the town. You have a wonderful court in front.
Yes.
For events, parking, whatever.
Yes.
As long as we don't get too many cars parked on the double yellow lines outside.
Yes, exactly. Yes.
But it is the ideal centre for who knows?
Who knows?
So many community events, and yeah. it's to bring people together, to help people in so many ways. It's got such an amazing potential, I feel.
Yeah, potential is huge.
Well, thanks, Jill. Right. Thanks so much for that.
All right.